This is the Debbie Lewis Show on AM 1380, The Biz.
Good morning and welcome to the show. My name is Debbie Lewis. If you just tuned in and you haven't found me before, I talk money and financing, trying to keep more of your money in your pocket, teach you how to make that money grow. And all you have to do is listen every day because we've got lots of great information. Today, I am welcoming Corey McMaster to the show. Corey, welcome to the show.
Oh, good morning, Debbie. How are you?
Good. You are with our small business spotlight every week. And tell us who you're with.
Yes, I'm with the Florida Small Business Development Center at Hillsborough County.
All right. Now, you talk to small businesses, and a small business to you guys is anything 500 employees or less. I think that fits the criteria.
Correct. Correct.
And what do you do? Everybody has a specialty, it seems like. So what is your specialty? Why would we come to Corey for help?
Yes, it would be two reasons. One being I help small business owners look at their financial management system and to ensure that they have something that will help them make good decisions. As you know, a lot of small business owners, they have an entrepreneurial spirit, of course. But at some point, you have to stop going with your gut and really start looking at things from numbers. And I help.
Well, especially when, you know, it's one thing. I'm sorry to interrupt, Corey. It's one thing. It's just you and, you know, maybe a spouse doing a small business. But when you start hiring employees, they want stability for some reason. They want to make sure they're going to get paychecks. They're going to want benefits. And those aren't always things that small business owners think about right up front.
Absolutely, that's correct, and that's why we actually ask when they come in, the first thing we look at is the financials of the corporation to get an understanding of where the company really wants to go and make sure that it's financially healthy.
Corey, what if we don't know where we want to go? That's the biggest thing. We just thought we'd sell a few of these widgets and we would be good.
Yeah, and it's funny that you say that because 9 out of 10 times when people come in to see me, that the conversation starts in one direction, but we end up, you know, really trying to understand what the vision of the company is and where the owners really want to go. And so, you know, we have to have that first before we can actually, you know, steer the company in the right direction of where it wants to be in the future. So really coming up with a solid vision for the company is important. The finances, the means by which to get where you want to be, comes after that vision point.
What if we don't know? I mean, we started this out on a whim, and it just actually started, you know, producing something. Do most people have a clear vision? Because I find that a lot of people don't have goals in their finances. Do they have goals in their small businesses?
I just don't see that a lot when individuals come in to see us. We kind of step back and ask them to start looking at what we call an exit strategy. Where is it? What do you want to do with the business in the long run? Where do you want to go? Do you want to leave the business to kids? Do you just want to make money in the short run and then you just, you know, the business then is taken down after that? Or is it something that you see selling? All of those things have different implications, and it requires, a different strategy going forward. So definitely looking at where you want to be in the future, but looking at the exit strategy is very, very important up front.
Do you help them with their exit strategy so they could be clients for a long period of time, Corey?
Yeah, the relationship can go on as long as an individual needs assistance. We definitely have people in-house that work on exit strategies. Carol Miner, who's here in our office, is the exit strategy specialist. She does a tremendous job in leading and directing individuals. So we'll work together on different processes and parts of the financial management system. But Carol would be the one that would look at the exit strategy. I would focus more on helping them with budgeting and planning, bookkeeping. One of the other things that I find that small businesses suffer from is not having proper pricing. Because of the fact that prices go up on an annual basis, a lot of the small businesses that I see, they are reluctant to raise their prices, but all of their suppliers are raising their prices.
Right.
And so they get stuck with the burden of higher prices, and so their margins are diminishing over time.
And just because your product costs you more to make, does it mean you can charge more on the open market?
Not always, but I mean, it's good to have a system in place where you can start to look at those things and make conscious decisions rather than just being at the whim of the market or at the whim of situations, really understanding what's going on, what's the inputs, what's your cost, and then making a conscious decision. So you're right, you know, you just don't always raise your prices, but having a system where you can actually look at it and make a conscious decision as to whether or not to raise your prices is important. And that's what we kind of we put in place to help them put in place is a system.
Corey, it sounds like you're very business alike all the time. You know, these small businesses, some of them got into business because they thought it would be fun, and you're just taking all the fun out of it.
I get that a lot. And I enjoy helping people get through that because it is a hurdle.
Sure.
Be able to look at things at, from a different perspective. Their skill set, the technical aspect of their business, a lot of business owners, they know what to do. But when it comes down to some of these other things like finances and putting a financial management system in place, it's a new set of skills, and they have to learn those in order to get to the next level. I mean, stage two businesses, if you look at them, they've made it through the worst part because 80% of all businesses fail in the first year or whatever. So you're talking about the 20%ers that make it. Now they have to learn new skills to even survive further down the line. So it is something that, you know, a lot of people enjoy once they learn how to do it because it makes them more money in the long run when they look in and put in a great financial management system.
Corey, how do we know that, you know, do we need to come to you as a startup or do we need to be in business for a year to come to you? When is the right time to put a strategy? I mean, I would think before you even open the doors, you need to have a strategy, but that's not the way small business owners think.
Yeah, I would definitely say, you know, for most people, take advantage of our classes that we have, especially how to write a business plan. That series is an awesome class, gives you one of the great textbooks that's out there on the subject, and you get someone that's leading the class that's going to help you develop a business strategy that in the long run is going to help you out. I get a lot of business owners that come in, and they only thought, well, I'm going to, you know, be in, you know, in this role for, let's say I'm driving a truck, and I'm going to drive a truck for the first 3 or 4 years, and then I'm going to hire some other people to drive for me. Well, they get down the road and they're still the single driver for that company. They haven't grown. And that's because they didn't write the business plan in a way that allows them to expand and to see the vision down the road. And I think our classes allow individuals to do that. I personally work with individuals that are more or companies that are in existence 3 to 5 years. And usually at that point, they're starting to hit a wall. So if someone's coming to me, they've been in business at least 3 to 5 years, and they probably have about $500,000 in sales or so and trying to get to the next level. They're hitting a wall right now, and they're trying to get to that next level of $1 million in sales. But for a startup, the classes are wonderful. Plus, we have a startup specialist that are here that will help individuals who are just starting up also.
Okay, so now how long, you said this can go on for as long as we need to. Tell me, is there a cost involved? Because, you know, most business consultants like yourself, Corey, come with a big price tag.
Yeah, I know. And one of the things Hillsborough County has done a great job is really looking at what the needs are of the community. And I think, you know, by having small businesses, you know, get the expertise that we have in our office and in the system, and it allows for them in the long run to hire more people. And I think that's at the crux of why these services are provided at no cost.
Now, what is your background? Because all of what, you know, what's been very impressive, I've been interviewing you guys for months now, and you guys all have had real work experience. You're not just set in theory.
Correct. You know, of course, a background in finance, of course, in college, as well as I've worked on my own business, on two businesses, one being a smaller business that is, you know, still operates, you know, in a short run, I should say. It operates, you know, currently. And then also I had a business that I sold previously that was pretty large. It had about 17 staff members at that particular point. So a lot of the bumps and bruises that I tell business owners about, I've been through myself, and I'm very aware of the pitfalls that they may reach.
You know, that's the good part, is that you guys have real-world experience. Nothing like standing up in front of a theorist and them telling you how to run your nuts and bolts business when you haven't been through it yourself.
Correct.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a huge asset to have people who know exactly what's going on in the industry, have been a part of it, and not just speaking for theory, but really looking at the practicality of what they're saying, and know that the pressures that individuals face every day to meet payroll or to just be able to keep up in the market and providing the products and services that individuals want. I mean, that is a task on a day-to-day basis. And if you haven't been in that arena, you can't relate to the pressures.
This is not for the faint of heart, is it?
It's not. But I also say on the other side of it, it's a lot of joy and fun to be your own business owner, to really be able to get up every day and embark on new challenges and set the course that you want. So it is a great thing. There's a great other side to it. It's not all bad. It is
stressful.
Work.
Stressful, yes.
Exactly. It is stressful, but it does require just a level of focus and looking at things that you probably have not seen before.
True. And most of us get into the business for doing the business itself. We don't always are schooled in the accounting aspect, the hiring aspect. We got in there to sell widgets, not to hire people. And we don't want to make those mistakes if we don't have to. Corey, how do they get a hold of you if they want more information to set an appointment and come in and really talk to you and delve into their business?
Absolutely. They can give us a call or give me a call at 813-204-9267 and just ask for your business health checkup.
Business health checkup. Corey, I appreciate it. Your phone number again?
That's 813-204-9267.
All right. Thanks so much for your time today. I appreciate it. We'll have you back on. This is Debbie Lewis. Come back. We're going to talk about your money and things that you need to be looking out for that you don't know about. We'll be right back.